I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, you probably don't think a whole lot about pollinators, but let me tell you, they are a key part of the outdoors that we so enjoy. So you need to think about them a lot more, and I'll tell you why coming up after this. We all know about honeybees and how they help with pollination, but honeybees are not native to West Virginia. They were brought here by the English settlers when they arrived in the New World. There are plenty of natural native pollinators in West Virginia, though, and some you may not have even considered as pollinators. Sue Alcott is with the West Virginia DNR.
Plants that are pollinated by insects, the pollen is too sticky, it doesn't get in the air. And the insects facilitate or help to move the pollen from one flower to another and fertilize the flower, and so it can create seeds and fruit and such, and so reproduce. So various little animals do this. Bees are the most well-known, and they are especially adapted for pollination by some of their, they have fuzzy bodies and little structures that help carry pollen back to their nests and such like that. But also butterflies and moths are pollinators. Some flies are, especially up in far northern parts of like North America, up in the Arctic. Let's see, beetles will help out. Hummingbirds are pollinators. And in other parts of the country in the world, bats are pollinators.
But these are tough days for pollinators, especially bees, because we've taken so many steps to eliminate a lot of the plants and habitat they need.
The native bees, any native bee, wherever you are in the world, does best with those plants that are native to that area. For example, things like that are blooming this time of year, redbud, or the beautiful wildflowers we have on the forest floor, especially like at the West Virginia University Arboretum, the bluebells and the violets, the different trilliums and such. So all those are pollinated by insects.
Now, Alcott says a lot of those annuals we buy at the nursery to make our yard look nice this time of year probably aren't best for the bees and pollinators.
Some are better than others. Things like zinnias and cosmos, marigolds, petunias, those are all good pollinator plants. Things like impatiens and some of the other ones, especially flowers where through horticulture, through breeding programs with these flowers, they produce, you know, extra petals, strange colors, strange shapes of the petals. Often those changes are done at the expense of nectar and pollen. So some of these plants are completely useless.
And here's why that's important.
Bees need nectar for energy. They'll drink that. But especially they collect pollen. They bring pollen back to their nests to feed their young. And that's how they feed their young that will mature and create more bees, of course, and so perpetuate the species.
So consider that. And consider using wildflowers and letting them grow naturally on some of your property as a way to give habitat to our tiny pollinators in West Virginia. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.